Good morning, saints. Good morning. And good morning, sinners. Good morning. For those of you who are guests, we are constantly reminded that as believers in Jesus Christ, we are simultaneously saint and simultaneously sinner. It is also our hope today that if someone does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that this will be the day of your salvation, because there is no greater love than Jesus Christ, who gave his all for us. I invite you to take your Bible and turn to two beautiful passages of Scripture. The first comes from John chapter 16, and the other comes from Romans chapter 8. So if you would look at the screen or take the pew Bibles provided for you, or perhaps you have brought your Bible with you, open the Bible or look to the screen. First of all, John chapter 16 with verse 13. Would you please stand for the reading of God's word? Hear now the word of God. John chapter 16 verse 13, Jesus says this as he is with his disciples, anticipating his death, and what will come after it. He said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, and that is the Holy Spirit that appears in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, when that Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come. And then the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 16, chapter 8, verse 26, listen at this profound passage. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Almighty God, on this significant day of graduation, we pray from the depth of our soul, just give us Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to begin with a question. What do you hear?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
How many of you hear Yanny? Raise your hand. How many of you hear Laurel? Raise your hand. Whoa! How many of you think the other side is wrong? Important question for graduates to answer is, what do you hear? And the truth is this, there are many voices. Many voices vying for their mind, their heart, their soul. Many voices. The key is the second question. And the second question is this: who will you listen to? Whose voice will shape your future and your destiny? With multiple voices out there, which voice will command your allegiance? Because that will define your destiny. Which voice you adhere to, you give your allegiance, will define your destiny. This hit home to me as I was watching a popular show on TV. How many of you have heard of The Voice? Raise your hand. Okay, take a look at this video clip.
One question. If God had a face, what would it look like and what you want to see? If seeing what you have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets.
Here's what got me. Someone is commanding your attention. They're singing. You're facing an opposite direction, and you've got to decide, do I turn toward the voice, or do I remain away from the voice? Here's my contention. Jesus Christ is the singer. We are in the chair of the judges facing this way when Jesus is this way. We've got to make a decision. Will we turn to the voice? I maintain that that chair, that seat that you sit in today determines whether you will turn to the voice. For I maintain today that that seat is the power and the centrality of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's two things that I want to say to you today about the centrality of the Holy Spirit. Number one, we get this from John 16:13. In fact, I take it directly from the text. Why is the Holy Spirit important in your life? It's because He will guide you into all the truth. That's the question now, with so many voices competing for our attention. When there's so many claiming there's many truth instead of the truth, how do we know who to listen to? Jesus Christ says, He, the Holy Spirit, will serve as your guide and will lead you into all the truth. Now, follow me very closely. We can retranslate that this way. He will guide you by means of the whole truth. Now, we know from the Gospel of John that Jesus Christ Himself has defined truth. He says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let me restate that verse. The Holy Spirit will guide you to Jesus Christ. Now, in John 14:26, it says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said. So here's what Jesus is saying. When He says the Spirit will guide you into all truth, He's saying this. I have already taught you, this is Jesus talking, I have already given you in the Word of God what you need. Please never forget this. I have given you in the Word of God what you need. The role of the Holy Spirit is this: to help take what Jesus has said and to apply it to your life. This is why, as you head off into life, whatever you are to do, it is important that you stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God. It is important as parents, as shapers of destiny, as teachers within our church, as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God so that the Spirit can speak through this, so that when it comes time to choose your mate, to choose your vocation, as you face triumphs and tragedies in your life, you will have a foundation and a rock that will not quake. The Holy Spirit will always turn you to Jesus Christ. The second thing is this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, I want to paraphrase it for you. It says, the Holy Spirit will be your voice to God, your advocate, when you do not know what to say to God. Now let me repeat that. The Holy Spirit will be your voice to God when you do not know what to say to God. There are times in our life that are so overwhelming that we don't know how to pray. And if prayer is our access to God, and we are dulled or overwhelmed or whatever the case may be, that we don't have the words to say, the Holy Spirit comes within us. And with groans before the Father, He offers our case to God. The second leading cause of death among college students is suicide. When I taught at Baylor University, there would be students leave the course and go home because mama and daddy divorced. Or in one case, a student was divorcing her spouse while she was at Baylor University. There will come times in your life when God will seem distant. He will seem abstract. But hold on. Hold on to Him. Hold on to the cross of Jesus Christ, because He will intercede. He will become your voice that will turn you to Jesus. This hit home to me in a very powerful way in a conversation with a young man that will soon start a new church in Greenville, South Carolina. We were talking about his pilgrimage. And we were talking about how he said God has gone before him to prepare the way even when he didn't know it. Here's the verse. Just listen. Jesus is with his disciples. It is the Last Supper. Simon Braggadocious says, I'll never, ever forsake you. And Jesus calls him by name, not once, not twice. But he says this. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. In other words, Satan had spoken to Jesus and said, let me at them. I'll separate them from you. I will separate them from you. He said, Satan has asked to destroy each of you. Simon was unaware of that, as were all of the disciples. But here's what Jesus said. But I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen the disciples. Corral them again. And on the day of Pentecost, after Simon had forsaken Jesus and denied him three times, when people were making fun of what was taking place, Simon says, "This is the reason I've been forgiven. This is the moment I've been redeemed." You see, Simon didn't know what was coming in his future, but Jesus had prayed even when Simon didn't know it, knowing that Simon would let him down, but the Holy Spirit brought him back to Jesus. As I close, did you notice yesterday Meghan Markle's bouquet? The day before the wedding, Prince Harry went into the garden at Kensington Palace and handpicked himself some forget-me-not flowers. He took them to the florist and asked, "Would you weave them into the bouquet along with a host of other flowers?" Why did Prince Harry do that? Why? Forget-me-nots were his mother's most beloved flower. Could this have been the way of invoking his mother's presence, of hearing her voice for this most significant occasion, his wedding day? Listen to the voice. It's Jesus singing over you. It is Jesus preparing the way for you. Allow the Spirit of God to work within you to turn you to Jesus. Hold on to the cross. Hold on to the cross. Almighty God, as we approach this time of invitation, quiet our souls. Renew our spirit. Examine our hearts. Bring us face to face. May we hear the melody, the song that you're singing over us, even when we do not realize it. And, O Spirit of God, work within us, turning us to you. Face to face with Jesus, who gave his very life for us. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.